Welcome to Awakening Plus. Today is October 15, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com. So grateful to all you folks who are here live, and also equally grateful to all those of you who are hearing this on the recording. Your participation and contribution and co-creation is all equally welcome. So tonight we do our weekly New Earth support call. Always come in with the same intention and always get a different and unique experience. My request of you is to please make this the only thing you're doing while we're here. And really appreciate you giving your undivided attention as if you were right here in the room with me. This will give you by far a better experience. And because we co-create this is true whether you're live or on the recording, the energy and focus you hold while you do this will affect everybody else who is doing it or ever has done it or ever will do it, because the energy of this call and all Awakening Plus calls is held in the Akashic Records, and you influence whatever you interact with. So just come on in and do your best. And again, please just be fully present with what you're doing. All right, that's my request of you. So we're now going to begin our process in just a moment. As a preparatory statement, I'm going to call the directions of the Mesa, call in a bunch of allies. You may not recognize all the beings I call, but what they have in common, they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. Only love and light beings are called here. And once the allies are here, chances are I'll guide you into a quick embodied awakening where you can be your absolute best, most awakened self to serve. And from there, we just see what the divine wants us to do. And I've got a cat who would like to come in. We have a lot of cat energy on these calls recently. Hey, JC. Come in and join us if you wish. Any cat sound you hear, just consider it feline sound healing. All right, so we'll do that, and the guides will move the show from there. I'll just be describing what's happening once they start things in motion, and I can guarantee you, based on past calls, we'll all have some very powerful experiences ourselves. We typically receive healing and awakening as an upgrade personally. We typically blend together as a group, and all sorts of cool things happen. So with the cat, he's really wanting to go outside, and knowing him, he will not stop yowling until he does. So I'm going to pause the recording, and if you live folks, give me just a second. This will keep him from interrupting us further. So bear with me just a moment. All right, we're back live on the recording. So I invite you to please close your eyes. Relax, get comfortable. You can do this sitting up, laying down, reclining. If you're really enthusiastic, you can stand on your head. Any position is fine as long as you are relaxed and attentive. So I invite you just to rest in passive breath awareness, eyes closed, as I do this, and set the container up. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amma, the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, I call Quo. The confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Ama Bhagavan. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. I call the higher selves of spirit song: Zachary, Deborah, Mu, West, Thisa, I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy, and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a container. The invitation now, let's do our embodied awakening shortcut. As always, I'll give enough instructions so that anyone new can do it with us. So what we're about to do, if you wish to join us, is to call our higher self into our physical body and become a merged being with that part of us. The metaphor is that instead of your human driving the car, the human self slides over to the passenger seat, the divine drives. If at any point your human doesn't like the divine's driving, it can slide over and take the wheel back anytime. The divine will step out immediately with no fuss, and your ego can have its control back. Therefore, for your human self, there's no risk, no danger, instantly reversible. You can just try it on for size if you're not 100% sure. The benefits of embodied awakening that can be easily described. There's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you just know what to do more through intuition. And there's more bliss. So let's do it. Please repeat the following after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words, relax now into passive breath awareness. Do not control the breath, just feel it coming and going as it will. For the optimal result from this invocation, I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. If distraction arises, which means anything other than your breath, don't fight or try to change the distraction. Let it be just as it is with no resistance. Treat the distraction as an uninvited guest who is not you. And just turn your attention back to your breathing very gently and very persistently. If the distraction remains in the background and still is doing stuff, that's fine. You let it do its thing and you do your thing by simply relaxing into breath awareness. One more thing that can be helpful as your higher self is saturating your human self. You can learn how little effort is needed even to feel your breath. So I invite you for just a moment to go to zero effort, simply exist. At zero effort, note if there is or is not breath awareness anyway. If there is any breath awareness at zero, stay at zero. If there is not any breath awareness at zero, then add very tiny amounts of effort until you notice the breath again. The idea being to use the absolute minimum effort that allows any breath awareness at all. And just rest in that little tiny bit of breath awareness. The energy is getting so sweet. So if you have attained embodied awakening, all of the following will be true at the same time. There will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It will be peaceful. And all this will happen with no effort whatsoever. If you suspect you might be there, then go to zero effort, if not already there. And if at zero effort, there's no mental chatter and no challenging emotion, and it's peaceful, then you're there. Just rest in the state. Those who are already there and just resting in that consciousness will help everyone else to get there more easily. Of course, these instructions apply equally whether you're live or on the call. Forgive me, live or on the recording, as everything I say will apply equally to everybody. Yeah, it's starting to feel especially sweet. We'll give just a moment longer for as many as possible to relax into the state of embodied awakening. The field's pretty juicy and just getting stronger. So I may be quiet for a moment, just continue resting in passive breath awareness, whether you're in embodied awakening or not. We'll leave just a moment for any stragglers to catch up. All right, I'm feeling the divine wanting to get to work, so we'll move forward. If you did not make it fully into embodied awakening, that's fine. Stay with us, and you can still have a wonderful time. Embodied awakening is optimal, but not mandatory for this work. So from this point forward, I will not be making anything happen. I will be simply acting as your empathic tour guide and describing what is spontaneously arising when I work in the inner world. This is my modus operandi. Benjamin doesn't make anything happen. Benjamin just relaxes and lets the divine run the show, because it's so much more qualified to do that than my personality is. So I'm now feeling energy in the crown. Also, another important note here, I'll be describing my experience. Experience tells me that if I'm experiencing something in the context of a call like this, it's because most people are also having that experience. That does not mean all. You may be having a totally different experience than what I am describing. If that's true, please do not use effort to match my words. Go with what's happening for you independently. Just relax and let the energy move itself. So my experience is noticing quite a bit of energy in the brain coming in the crown chakra, flowing off down the chin, down the back. The energy is so strong and sweet. So that was the second time they blanked me out for a bit. So if there are periods of silence, just go with it. And now my experience is that a significant amount of divine energy is saturating my body above and beyond what happened during the embodied awakening part. And I'm now experiencing my awareness expanding up and beyond my physical body. So you may feel energy moving all through your physical body, and you may sense a part of you rising, expanding upward beyond the head that's physical. Continue relaxing and allowing. This call, like most of the calls we do, is about relaxing and allowing. If you're accustomed to other types of calls where the ego is doing things and making things happen, then that's not how we roll. And certainly not tonight. It's about relaxing, being, allowing periods of stillness if they arise. And just knowing the divine for each of us is setting us up optimally to be of service to the great collective awakening, which on the front end usually involves service to the individual humans so they can receive the healing and or awakening that will make them the optimal agents of service. And that's why here at the start, we ourselves are being served by the divine so that we can serve better. Now my physical body feels more like energy than solid matter. Relax as the self-perception shifts from solid physical being to vibrating being of energy. You know, it feels like there is a core central energetic of myself, but there's all these wispy tendrils of energy, almost like wisps of smoke above me. Now going into a deeper dimension. And now the group blending has begun in earnest at a higher level beyond ego and mind. We're starting to blend together as a group and much more here than just the Awakening Plus members who are experiencing this call directly. There's lots of other powerful beings of light here. So it's possible that you may now be experiencing dual awareness, a part of you conscious of your physical body, another aspect aware of itself as a ecstatic field of energy in the inner world. This field is made up of you and the energetic parts of the other Awakening Plus members participating, as well as many other beings of love and light. And since the allies I called earlier are all in this space, but it's all like a soup that's been put through the Vitamix, and it's all blended together. There's no distinct individual thing in there. It's all just homogeneous and merged. And you too are part of that blended field. So the invitation is just to rest and relax and be the field of energy. If the desire to do something arises, just note and release it. Come back to just being. If you're conscious of any of this inner world stuff, you can let that be your focus now instead of physical breath. In fact, I encourage you to just relax into energetic awareness if you're noticing it. If you're not consciously aware of the energy, then breath awareness remains a good focus. If you're wondering what any of this has to do with serving the new earth, we're not quite to that part yet. They're still preparing us to be the optimal vehicles for service. This is typical of our new earth support calls. So I'm now getting the sense of divine energy coming down through my physical body and into the earth. Instead of the sense of me being above the body in my divine part, it's more the sense of my divine being that I've been describing. This blended field is in the body, or at least interwoven with it. And this blissful energy that we're holding is now just being sent down. It's being sent down out my root chakra, down into the earth. And that is then being spread out and used to assist in the Great Awakening, spread to the humans who need it or wherever it needs to go. I'm sensing there's some parts of the planet itself that have compromised energy, and those places are being healed and vibrationally brought to optimal status as well. So So there is nothing you, the human, need to do other than just relax and be aware of your presence in this beautiful field of energy. As I've said before, the presence of an awakened human willing to serve the collective is very valuable and very much appreciated. So they are sending energy down through your body and into the earth to help move the beautiful awakening along for the planet and its human occupants. If there are periods of silence, just relax and be. Remembering there's nothing to do from your ego. The divine's already doing everything needed to serve the awakening, assisted by your presence. So my body is shaking a little bit. There's some heavy energy moving through. If you notice a sense of heavy energy being processed through you, that's fine. That's part of the gig sometimes. Each of us will only be given as much heavy energy to process as we can handle. Some of it may be ours personally, some of it may be from others. It doesn't even matter in this context. You just let it move through you. There's also nothing you need to do to process it. All that runs autopilot during this process. You may feel tingling or heat in your palms or the bottoms of your feet as this heavy energy passes through and out. And definitely it's quite a bit of heavy energy in the field. So they say that this is from other humans other than those in this group who are on schedule to wake up and are just too covered over to do it for themselves. And we're being assigned that bit of heavy energy that they need to get started. Once they're light enough, they can start doing it for themselves, but they need this initial helping hand. I'm sensing effort in the field that is creating a less than optimal environment for our service. So it could be someone live, it could be someone on the recording, it works the same either way. So I invite all of us just for a moment to relax and go to no effort at all, please. In a call like this, we rise and fall together. So please go to no effort. Just exist for a moment. I'm starting to feel better. Let's hang out at zero effort just a bit longer. That's feeling much better. It feels clear now. We just show up. We remain passive, resting in the simple awareness of the energetic process if we have that sensitivity. Otherwise, resting in passive breath awareness. Please use no effort beyond that and let the divine do it all. That's how this process works optimally. Now there's heavy energy moving again. So if you're getting some, just let it move through you on its own. Again, please no egoic intervention, just be and let it be moved through you by the divine, not from your human self. The energy has become quite strong. You might be noticing you're still part of the field, but that field has grown noticeably in its power and intensity. The light's just a lot brighter. They're saying we can handle more brightness now because that heavy energy releasing was partly our own heaviness and partly for the collective. And because we as a group are lighter now, we can handle a little more love and light. So they're bringing it to the maximum volume that we can collectively work with. Again, allow that heavy energy to process through your body. The divine reiterates how grateful they are to have humans willing to show up and do this. They're saying this kind of heavy energy is optimally processed through a human body. Again, a lot of bliss and a little bit of energetic flushing. Let the energetics you're experiencing be exactly as they are. Just relax into that new deeper space that just opened. Again, please just be. We're at the level now where being and doing are the same thing, beyond paradox. Your human self just rests and is, and the work is done automatically by the divine. Okay, I'm feeling that high energy now coming into the physical body. Yeah. So relax as this sweet blended field that we got to a really sweet high vibration is now being brought into your own physical body. And they're doing this slowly. They don't want to overwhelm anyone. They're also going to only allow it to go to the highest intensity that serves you. So I recommend that you allow that. So my perception is slowly our physical bodies are being saturated with this divine energy. This is very much what they did on Tuesday night, a couple of nights ago, on our divinely directed call. They've come back for an encore. Relax, allow the energy to slowly saturate you. They're doing it slowly so that you can take in more. They bring a little light in, they wait for your body to adjust, bring in some more. So now I'm feeling myself mostly in the physical body. Still very much aware of the divine energy and consciousness. Feeling some heavy energy flushing from my feet. And my eyes have come open. So if you wish, you too can open your eyes, and it can be interesting to become aware of the physical space you're in and see if you still have awareness of that beautiful divine energy inside you. And they're saying, if you maintain this sweet consciousness or the highest consciousness you can, then you just walking around in a more awakened state will continuously bless the earth and will continuously support the Great Awakening. They're saying everyone who walks around in an awakened state is continuously assisting to raise the vibration to help the Golden Age come more quickly. And they are saying, the reason things are so challenging right now is that all the dark stuff is being flushed up for clearing, and that is necessary for the Golden Age to move forward. We got a clean house energetically, and we got thousands of years of service to self energy in the field, people doing really destructive things to themselves and each other and the planet. And we're part of that group of people who are here to process that and clean it up. So that's why part of our work is to allow heavy energy to move through us. All right, so the floor is open for comments or questions. I'm going to, for the live callers, it is now possible to unmute yourself. And if you would like to share, just unmute your microphone. If you're on the web, you just do that by clicking the microphone icon to remove the slash across it. If you're on a regular phone, I believe *6 will do that. And or you can type in the chat window, whatever you feel most called to do is fine. But we'll now leave a little bit of space for those who wish to communicate in that way and have any questions or comments to share with us regarding the process we've done.
I wanted to share something.
Hi, Marla. Please do.
Hi. I wanted to say that I love this practice so much, and it's so subtle but so powerful. And I also wanted to share that, you know, normally it's a very physical experience for me on the call, but tonight I had like a number of intuitive hits that were like so crystal clear mentally about how to proceed about certain things that it was really kind of unusual. So that was exciting.
Nice.
And yeah, the last thing I wanted to say is that I'm loving the archive as an Awakening Plus member.
Oh, great.
So thank you so much for that. It's really supporting me in my journey right now.
I'm so glad. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Thanks for that great feedback, Marla. So the floor is open for anybody else who cares to share. And while we're waiting for a voice, I'll read what's been typed in the chat window for the sake of the recording. Let's see, this first one is Nicole, who types, "Thank you for that explanation for living awakened into the golden age. Feels spot on." Then here is Jennifer, who types, "I didn't particularly feel anything. That awareness comes over time / repetition ? Thanks." Yes, that can be true. I can't guarantee any particular outcome, but I remember my own early days on the spiritual path. I spent several decades not feeling much of anything. And over time, especially working with plant spirit teachers like ayahuasca and San Pedro, I became much, much more sensitive. And now I'm extremely empathic. But I think if you keep showing up, Jennifer, for those who are not super sensitive, even if you just feel more calm and relaxed, even that shift is your perception of the divine energy moving. So if you just feel a little better, a little more relaxed, that alone lets you know the divine is working on your behalf and that something is happening. It also can help to ask for sensitivity. You can, on my site, there's a post that talks about the invocations, and one of the teachings there is how to roll your own maximum fill in the blank that serves highest good, please, you say to the divine. And you could ask for maximum energetic sensitivity that serves highest good. So you might try that, Jennifer, next time you join us, and see if your specific request for greater awareness, more energetic sensitivity, doesn't help you have a little bit more conscious experience. My belief is that you will receive significant benefit even if you're not consciously aware of it. I have facilitated many shamanic healing sessions where I was perceiving all kinds of things going on in the client that they totally had no idea about. They were, again, maybe feel a little more calm or relaxed, but I was perceiving all these things going on inside them empathically. And I'm convinced they were happening and they were getting all kinds of benefit they were not aware of. So I personally believe just showing up for an event like this, even if you don't have a lot of sensitivity, has a lot of things to offer you. And you are definitely being of service by doing so as well. So I hope that's a helpful answer, Jennifer. Alejandra typed, "Amazing. Thank you, Benjamin, and everyone for this blessing." She's got a couple of hearts and a beautiful little praying person. Thank you, Alejandra. We're open to anyone else who cares to share. or we can just enjoy this sweet remaining energy together for a moment. So I'll leave just a moment longer for any questions or comments. Jennifer types, helpful, thanks. Glad my answer was helpful, Jennifer, thank you. And I do want to make a request of you guys who are either live on the call or on the recording. Right now, the live date is October 15, 2020. In 1 month, November 15, I will launch a expanded version of Awakening Plus. It's going to have 3 membership levels, and there's going to be course content for the first time instead of just recordings of live events. I'm currently editing a 16-part video series about the invocations for healing and awakening and other uses for the invocation process and related themes. And that hopefully will go live in the membership in the next week. It'll be part of what's announced when the membership relaunches. And I could really use some video testimonials. So if any of you are hearing me, and this is even be great after November 15, but especially now while I'm sort of putting together the new information page, if any of you are willing to get on a Zoom call with me privately and just take 5 or 10 minutes and just speak briefly about the way in which Awakening Plus has helped you specifically, that would be so helpful to me. It would really help me to have quite a few of those to kind of pick the best stuff from. So if you are willing to do that, if you would just email me, just reply to any of the emails you've gotten, or you could even type in the chat window right here and I would note it down, then I'd know to contact you and set that up. So if you're willing to do that, if you gain genuine benefit, that'd be great. Also, I'd love to, at the same time, get your feedback on what you like best about the program, any improvements you have in mind, et cetera. That would be so helpful. Beverly just typed, every time has been different and wonderful. Thank you for relaxation and grounding. Much appreciation, sending you love and light. Thank you. Okay, so last call for any kind of feedback. Again, please email me directly, reply to any of my Awakening Plus emails if you are willing to do a little Zoom call one-on-one with me for that video testimonial and feedback gathering. That would be awesome. All right, so I think that's it. Let's call the directions and wrap it up. I invite you to close your eyes and relax a bit while we do this quick wrap up. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Kli Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful experience. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the Great Global Awakening. And we all thank you for the benefits we have personally received as we came to serve. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I request that you remain with every person who's been a part of this call for as long as it serves that person's highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? All right. That is the end of the ceremony. Final quick note. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, if you've come in on the free part, all these calls are archived. Right now, there's 270 of them in the archive. And as I mentioned earlier, new course material coming in. Go to awakeningplus.com if you'd like to check out all the benefits of membership. Also, if you want to work with me privately, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. Learn all about that at astroshaman.com. Thanks so much for being here. So grateful for your presence. And until next time, namaste.